And welcome back to Coaching with the Bible. This week, another double portion, Achrimot Kedoshim. We are more than halfway through the book of Leviticus, the book of Vayikra. And today we are actually on location. We're at the local baseball field where my son's baseball team is in the midst of a game against the team from Jerusalem, which is cool to say. But it actually fits really well into the concept this week, and the idea of bringing sanctity into all kinds of different places, holiness and sanctity into different places in the world. Because admittedly, it's a slightly different subject and a slightly different kind of topic for coaching and leadership. But in the context in which we exist, in the world in which we exist, and that the majority of the listenership of this podcast are religious people, religious Jews, religious Christians, religious Muslims, people of faith. And so is always the question of how do we bring and how do we lead with a sense of sanctity and holiness in the workplace? Because typically speaking, and for most of us, we separate. The notion that sanctity and holiness only exists and only happens in religious environments or in the home environment. And so we separate out the work environment from the religious environment. So how do we do that, or what do we do, or is it even possible? And truth be told, there are sort of two things going on. There's one part of this, which is the sanctity of the individual, that each one of us is responsible and owns some level of accountability with respect to our own personal level of holiness. I used to call it the audacity of holy, playing off of President Obama's audacity of hope, the audacity of holy, the idea that we could be and we could bring holiness into our own lives at all is an audacious and bold notion in and of itself. And so then going about and doing it and actually actualizing that is really, really important. But there are sort of two things going on. One is the individual, and two is the environment. And so how do we do that? And as leaders, is that something we should be striving for, something that we should be approaching or working on, is bringing that into our spaces and our work environments? So the first thing is really to appreciate that there is no difference, and there's no differentiation, and there's no separation between the environments, and that the religious-minded individual or the person who's trying to live a congruent life in all different areas, whether that's the work environment, the home environment, play environment, as I'm standing next to a baseball field, is the idea that a person wants to be consistent in all those different environments. And when one realizes that there is no distinction and no separation between those spaces, and that it is, as one rabbi that I know used to speak fondly of, the language of not a separate life, but a broad life or a divided life. It's a broad life, that everything fits under the rubric of one life. Then it is that a person doesn't separate those things out, and they bring that sanctity and that holiness into their other environments beyond their home environment, beyond their own what would be classically viewed as the religious environment, whether that's a study hall or a temple or a synagogue or a church or a mosque. And so the first idea here is on the individual, the idea that the individual himself has to live that way, think that way, breathe that way, operate that way in every single environment. And once it is the case that the person does that, then really they can lead, if they were interested in leading from a place of sanctity, from a place of bringing holiness into the world in every single environment. One ascribes to the idea that it's one's obligation and one's responsibility to always be lifting up the sparks, quote-unquote, the always being raising up things to levels of holiness, that notion of audacity, of holy, that we can do that with really much anything. Then it is that in the work environment, without preaching or missionizing that idea, but simply just by living in that way and thinking that way and coming into that space that way, that a person brings about the sanctity in that way and in that space in that way. And so that's really what that is about. And very much fundamental is to the ability of an individual to be that way is an intentionality to be that way, and a mindfulness about the practice each and every place and every location, which is something we've talked about before, is an intentionality that a person has to come in focused on the idea that this is part of my broad life, this is part of my being, my existence, and therefore, no matter what environment I'm in, whether I'm on a bus, or I'm in a taxi, or I'm in a supermarket, or I'm in the office, or I'm at home, or on a field, that in every single place, consistent with my behavior, and I'm acting always with a mindset that I'm in the presence of holiness, in the presence of God, whatever that is. Again, admittedly, that from a coaching with the Bible and the way that we've done it so far for 20 plus weeks, this is a slight departure because we're very much focused more on sort of the religious individual. But it's important also that one create an environment when they're the leader or the manager or the founder or the leader of the home, or whatever that is, that they create an environment where people can be who they want to be in those spaces. A space of openness, a space of tolerance, a space of acceptance. Really important for that to be the case, so that everybody of every different type who's looking to lead a life a certain way and a certain set of values and ethics and morals, the set of goals, and with a desire to accomplish in life and succeed in life. And so it's incumbent upon the leader to create and foster an environment where that open-mindedness exists. And that mindfulness for everyone, the intentionality for it, for everyone, is there from the beginning. So, you know, that is very much the idea of sort of the idea of bringing some sense of holiness and sanctity into every environment. One looks through the different sources in the Bible itself, verse after verse, on the idea of holiness. One realizes that it's not just existing in the environment of God, what we'll call classically the environments of God, with, again, whether that's a religious study hall or place of worship, but it's really everywhere, anywhere and everywhere for a person in their life. And it's not only in the conversation and the relationship that a person has with their God, but it's also in the space where the person has the relationships with other people. Very much about what the Bible describes in this week's portion about being a person of holiness or being a holy person is very much their interactions and the interplay that they have with other human beings. People in the vulnerable situations, people who are disadvantaged, people who are of means, but simply the people that we interact with and operate with, that is where sanctity happens. And so that can be in the work environment, that can be the home environment, that can be on a ball field. I remember many years ago, there was someone who I was studying with, who for an extended period of time stopped playing sports. The reason he stopped is I was very impressed and moved by the idea at the time. The reason he had stopped playing the sports is because he's a very competitive person, and he sensed that in the sport environment, the person he wanted to be was not the person he was showing up as. And so he came very much with a very competitive, very severe style of play, and it manifested itself outwardly as a different person than the one he was the rest of the time. And so until he could be the person he wanted to be in that environment, he stopped doing it. And so it's not to say that he ultimately came back to all kinds of sports, and he's an impressive human being, happens to be. So it's definitely worth thinking about and considering. And just because we're on the ball field and we're on location, there was just a double play in the field. Great play by the kid. Okay, at second base, nice job. But that's really the idea, is to be, you know, consistent and congruent in all facets and all aspects of one's own life, and bringing that sanctity into those different spaces. Again, not preaching and not missionizing, but living and being that way and sharing that with other people. So the idea that the Bible describes about being a holy person, about being a holy nation, is very much actually ultimately consistent with the idea of being a good person and being a good leader in every single one of a person's spaces, environments, and where they are. And so that's really how we get the idea of creating a sense of sanctity and holiness wherever we are, wherever we exist. Okay, that's Coaching with the Bible for this week. Look forward to seeing you next week. Although celebrating Shabbat Shalom.